Here is a symbol from taken from a Freemasonic book they didn't know I had. And here's the fires of revolution and trouble, anarchy, the cauldron of fire, they call it in Freemasonry, the revolutionary trouble. And here's the pyramid with the Masonic. And down here you have three contingents or three factions of Freemasonry always at war with each other. You have the Pope, which is a Freemason. Incidentally, the Catholic Church is a Jewish Freemasonic movement founded in the Middle Ages in the year 325 by Constantine. It is a Jewish Freemasonic political movement. That's why the Pope wears the little yarmulke. He wears the little yarmulke with the cardinals. They wear the tellus. All of these symbols and emblems in the Catholic Church are nothing but Jewish Freemasonry. Huh? Kabbalistic Freemasonry. You'll see, I'll give you a lot of examples of that very quickly. This represents Rome, or the Roman Freemasonic orders. And incidentally, you'll see a lot of this stuff in Godfather 3. In the movie Godfather 3, there's a lot of this stuff talking about the secret societies and the Freemasons operating in the Vatican and all that kind of stuff. And, incidentally, the guy who directed those shows and put them on, the Godfather series, Francis Ford Coppola. I was doing some research at the police department down at Parker Center, and in their files, they have a whole file on Francis Ford Coppola. Francis Ford Coppola's father was Carmine Coppola, who was a don in the mafia in the city of Corleone, Italy. Huh? Corleone? That was his father. He was in. His father was a don in the mafia in Corleone, Italy. That's how you can make such a great movie and know so much about it. Hell, his father is the don in Corleone. Yeah. So anyway, incidentally, I think Francis Ford Coppola is great, but I mean he's very knowledgeable. He's put stuff together, and you better figure out where he's getting all that money to make Apocalypse Now and all the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. Where is he getting the money from? I mean, where do these people get the money from? They're getting it from secret societies and fraternal orders that are the powers behind our government, okay? So here we got the Vatican, we got the Knights of Malta, and the King of England. And they're all in there working up the fires of trouble all over the world. Here's the Pope with the yarmulke. Why, I ask you, are all of the politicians and all these world leaders all on their knees to the Pope? It's not because they're Catholic. I mean, here's the Emperor of Japan, Japanese, and he's on his knees, or getting ready to. So how come these people are all on their knees to the Pope? It has nothing to do with the fact that he's Catholic. It has to do with the fact of who he represents. He represents a very powerful secret society referred to as the Knights of Malta. And in world Freemasonry, there is something we call today an unwritten code of ethics among the thieves. I mean, you may be the East Coast family and the West Coast family, but when you meet, there's a certain respect for each other. So the Eastern nations, they respect that he represents a very powerful secret society of the West. And so it's only honorable to show respect. It doesn't mean we can't have a war. It doesn't mean we can't kill each other. But this is a state affair, so we all on our knees. And these symbols here, the stripes going over the shoulders, all are Masonic emblems. They always represent who you are in the Masonic structure of things in world Freemasonry. That's it, exactly. That's why they killed John Kennedy too, because the Pope, they were afraid, Freemasonry in this country was very much afraid that John Kennedy was going, the old Joe Kennedy was going to start a Catholic dynasty in America. And that's one thing they're not going to have in America, the Catholic dynasty. You can't help it, once in a while a Catholic will get elected or something, but we didn't have no dynasty here. I mean, every time you turn around, Joe Kennedy had, 15 kids? My God, he was going to have kids galore. And he wanted to have all his sons be president, congressmen, senators, always going to be a Kennedy doing something every time you turn around. So somebody decided to take Kennedy out. It's interesting that Kennedy, all the stuff around Kennedy's assassination is just filled with secret societies, fraternal orders. All you need to do is see JFK and you know there's something going on here. Anyway. Here you got the Knights of Malta on Nazi soldiers with Adolf Hitler. That's because Adolf Hitler was connected with the Vatican. The Vatican signed concordance with Adolf Hitler. And that's why Mussolini and Adolf Hitler and the Pope, they were the enemies of Jewish Freemasonry in America. That's why if they're going to kill a few Jews in Europe, who the hell cares? I mean, that's business, you know. That's why Hitler was killing Jews. It's because the Vatican was an opposing branch of Freemasonry, which was a Gentile Roman branch of Freemasonry, which is why Rome, Mussolini of Italy, joined together with Adolf Hitler, because they were trying to reestablish what is called an Aryan system of laws and science in the world, as opposed to the New World Order in America. But when you see all these things happening on a world scale, they're not just happening. There's reasons for all of this stuff. You know, here's Nazi officials. They look like some of the people who run this country. They're just like it, too. And they look about, don't they? Don't they look like governors and senators and whatever? And so here's an emblem right here. This is the Knights of Malta. They all wear the Knights of Malta symbol, Masonic Order of Malta, Roman Freemasonry. But then down here is this is the Military Order of Malta. Incidentally, when you see the round circle with the swastika was the old Aryan Hindu symbol for the sun. Like the Egyptians had Horus, well, the ancient Aryans of India had the swastika for the sun. Incidentally, the swastika for the sun for the Aryans and the Buddhists, the broken legs went the opposite way. Hitler inverted them and went the opposite way. The Aryans had it going clockwise, which meant something spiritually in the esoteric. Hitler broke the legs and meant to go backwards, which meant it's going back to the east instead of going to the west. So he was reestablishing the old Aryan empire on the ancient Eastern occultism. All of this has to do with secret societies and subversive movements. But anyway, this Knights of Malta religious emblem here on this one is interesting, because when you enlarge it, I think I need to, that's pretty good. You'll see that it is the same one as the other one we showed on the before, Knights of Malta, but you'll see it's two circles. There's an outside circle and an inside circle, all right? Here it is again. Outside circle and inside circle, okay? Knights of Malta, religious Knights of Malta cross. And there it is again. But where is this at? It's in Pasadena. First Congregational Church in Pasadena. It's on churches right here in Pasadena. The Knights of Malta, religious Knights of Malta symbol. So, and something else you might be interested to know. On all churches, you'll find a pointed arches on the doors. You go in the church with a pointed arch, and the windows are pointed arches. The pointed arches symbolize the female. It's the pointed arch of the female. And that's why the male, that's why they would never allow priests, women to be priests in a church. Because the philosophy which gave birth to what we call Roman Catholic or Western Christian civilization was based on the female arch. And the man wears, the priest wears the robe, or the, the robe, which is the female dress. A robe is a female dress. And a priest wears a robe because spirituality in the ancient world, according to the ancient world, spirituality was always in the hands of female, not the males. Men were never thought to be holders of religion. Or spiritual creatures. They were the ones that went out and killed and raped and murdered and brought in the food. The women were the ones that nurtured the child, brought civilization to males, because if you take all males, you lose civilization. You need the female to civilize society. Yes? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Compass of the male. It has to do with the... And that's why I said that the priest represents, what the long robe, he is representing female wisdom, or something the Greeks call it pista sophia, female wisdom. And within the female wisdom, beneath is the male. So So it all has to do with symbology. It all has to do with sex, the female, pointed arch, etc.